Born in the late 1954, child of the concrete, where he grew so strong. He was there to the age of 11. His family had moved on into Pomona, man, the land it had grown. He met some people like to hang around all night long. Soul music on the vinyl, music just played on. Johnny D, show got to go on. Johnny D, rest man music and more. Johnny D, come on man, you know what I'm talking about. Johnny D, Johnny D wants to talk to you right now. Pick up the phone, give him a shout. Johnny D will answer your questions all about. Words of wisdom grown in the council of the many. Hand of God speaking, reaching out to touch you. Got to have this number, you got to call in. Open your ears to the music, it's still playing all night long. Johnny D wants to let you in. Come on, give him a call. Yeah, become his friend, Johnny D. Johnny D. Words of wisdom. Saturday night. Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget Sunday. Keep it jamming. Soul music. Man, we got to dial in. Johnny D, Blog Talk Radio. Just give him a call. What's it gonna hurt? Johnny D, show got to go on.
Johnny D,
wisdom and music and more. Just give him a call. Pick up the phone. He wants to talk to you. Maybe some God's wisdom will rub off on you.
Johnny D,
Block Talk Radio.
Johnny D,
Johnny D, he wants to talk to y'all. Pick up the phone. Johnny D. That's right, Johnny D. Yeah. Come on. It's Johnny D, y'all.
What's going on out there, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to tonight's show. Donnie D. Soul Sundays. Tonight's show is brought to you by A Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ, Part 1, both books written by me, Franklin Donnie D. Lewis, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Exlibris.com. Pick up a copy and help support our shows. Our new phone number is 515-602-9603. 515-602-9603. Tonight, our guests will be Capri Compton and Dre Infinite. They are rap and opera put together with a song called Song of the Butterfly. They'll be here at 6:30. Right on, right on, right on. But let's get started off with right about now. Earth, Wind, and Fire. The sounds of Earth, Wind, and Fire. You can't hide love. You can't hide it, baby. At 6:30, where our guests will be Capri Compton and Dre Infinite, where rap meets opera. You got to stick around and check that out. And at 7:30, Name That Tune, affectionately known as Slap Slap. And, oh, I forgot, 7 o'clock, the family will be in. So stick around and enjoy the night. Stranger.
Feel so good.
Soul Sundays Showtime in just a minute. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is star time here on Donnie D's Soul Sundays. Our guest tonight is Capri Compton and Dre Infinite. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I am doing good.
All right. It's good to have you here on Donnie D's Soul Sundays, heard around the world. Thank you for taking your time out on this Sunday to join us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Amen. And thank you very much. And a shout out to Andre Pittman. Thank you very much for hooking me up.
Yeah. Thank you, Andre.
Andre the man.
Yes, indeed. Let's start off this way. I'm going to start with Dre and ask you to start off with, how did you get in music and opera?
All right. Well, my music career, I would say, began early. I was going to school. See here. Man, I was starting seventh grade. I was in band and choir. From there, I kind of never really looked back. Around 1920, I got a record deal with Ruthless Records. Fortunately, during the production of my album, Eric passed. I went independent afterwards, and I kind of just stayed that way for a while. And then not too long, I say I was independent for a while, then working in another recording studio, Coolio came in, who's also someone I've known since I was a kid, came in that studio, and he was like, man, you know how to engineer? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm an engineer, producer, and you know the whole nine. And he invited me over to his studio, and next thing you know, he and I are running around the world. I'm DJing for him. I'm co-writing songs. I'm doing a lot. And a buddy of ours, me and Coolio, and also a friend of Capri, Ojiki, introduced me and Capri. And, he kind of brought it to the table about the project. And I was very interested because, again, I grew up with all genres of music. So an opportunity to be a part of something that's totally different, I was all on board. And
amen,
that is how I
amen.
Got into that. Yes, sir.
Okay. Where were you raised at?
I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. How long have you been in Southern California?
I've been in Cali since I was 14.
Okay. And what
but
city? What city?
I make it a point to go home. Long Beach.
Long Beach, LBC, baby. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, one of the things I was having coming up is my government name, I don't care about, is Andre Young. And, of course, there's the other Andre Young. So
yeah.
You have one Andre Young from Compton, and you have another Andre Young from Cleveland. And,
okay.
But who was growing up in Long Beach. So there's a lot of conflicting information coming up in the industry. It was sometimes it was a blessing and sometimes it was a total nightmare.
Well, at least it wasn't no big confusion out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But okay, let's switch over to the young lady, and that is Capri, right?
Yes. Hello.
How you doing, Capri?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. Happy to
be here. Well, tell us, how did you get started in music?
Well, my mom was an opera singer, and she started teaching me singing and having me study with her teachers probably when I was, like, in grammar school. And then she helped me mostly until I got into college. And then I started working with her teachers, and then I started doing shows there, and then I started doing mostly opera, but also musical comedy. And then I got hooked up and was very blessed to be seen. I was doing Carmen, the opera, and some people from Warner Brothers were there, and they had me come to Warner Brothers and start singing on some films and TV shows. And then I also worked with LA Opera for a while, and then Tri-Cities Opera in New York, upstate New York, for a little bit. And just that's how it happened. And that's when I met Dre.
Okay. So how did you guys get this collaboration going? Because you guys are doing something that hasn't been done before, you know?
Right.
And it worked out great. So either one of you can take this. How did you two meet and get this going?
Well, I always have loved classical music and opera, and I've always wanted a way to bring that to a wider audience and young people.
Okay.
Because I have such a passion, and I know it feels foreign. It feels foreign. So if there was a way to make it feel familiar and like you could relate to it. And so I had heard Coolio's Gangster's Paradise, and all of a sudden on the radio, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could hear Madame Butterfly in that. And then I told Dre's friend Ojiki, and Ojiki introduced me to Dre, and then Dre really put the spin on it to make it work, to put the hip-hop together that it worked. And I have to say, we have more that we worked on. I'm saying it because this one, it's so beautiful, and I it's so exciting that people are hearing it and really can get it. And we have more that are just so beautiful, and it's just very exciting that it's coming to fruition. So, but Dre then took it from there, and he put his thing on it. So,
okay. Well, if you guys have more music, I'm going to invite you guys right now to my local TV show in Pasadena, seen around the country, and let you come on and do some songs live.
Wow. Hey, Dre.
I'm
down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I got a pretty popular TV show here in town.
Wow, very cool. Oh,
okay, so, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play the song, and if there's anybody out there that has a question, well, wait a minute, I see one now. Let's get this caller right now. Caller from the 323-712, your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you, sir. You have a great episode, and congratulations for your episode. I am Andre Pittman.
Yeah.
I wanted to call and say hello to my artists and tell them how excited I am about this single. And when I first heard it, all I needed was two measures, and I knew exactly what the possibilities were and the outcome and the reach that we can reach over, you know, age, nationality, dichotomies of music. And both of you, Dre and Capri, you guys did a great job. I can't be more happier than having you on the label and signing you with this exciting single.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We're so grateful, Andre, because it's because of you that it's now getting out there, honestly.
Well, it's because of you guys. It's because of you guys, because I wouldn't have anything to put out there if it wasn't if I didn't have anything good going. And the production end of it is just fantastic. Dre, your skills are impeccable. Of course, to my Warner sister, Capri, your voice is angelic, and you should have gotten a deal a long time ago. Now, between both of you, my bucket list is a lot lighter.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Thank you very
you.
Much. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
How fun that you called.
Yeah, I saw that number and I said, that kind of looks like Dre. Andre. I say Dre. Andre.
Andre's a very powerful name.
He's my namesake. Well, what can I say, right?
Amen and amen. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear the song here. And it is called
Song of the Butterfly.
Capri Compton, yeah. Dre Implement, let's go this way here on Donnie D Soul Sunday.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, you ain't heard nothing like that nowhere in the world. Right here in Donnie D Soul Sundays. That's right. I'm going to tell you, Capri Commentary, Infinite, doing it. Now, before I go to the phone, have you guys been doing any live performances, or you got some coming up, or what can you tell us?
We haven't done anything together live. That's something we're working on, because it's a production. For her and I to get together, we have to give a production. You know, we don't want it just a performer. We want a production.
Yeah,
but,
amen.
We are doing individual performances, because I'm a hip-hop artist in Capri, as a beautiful opera aria singer. So we're still doing our solo careers as far as performing.
Right.
And whatnot, but we haven't done anything together yet, but it is what we're working on, because like she said earlier, we have other songs. So we are definitely going to start getting out there as the demand builds up. We're definitely going to show off.
Well, like I want to tell Andre, just they told me they got other songs. We got to get them on the TV show, I told them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring them straight
cool.
to... The Donnie D Soul Sessions TV. Amen. Yes, indeed. Okay, now, what is in the future for the both of you together as a group? What do you guys have planned? More recordings?
We have a library.
Okay.
Yes. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a library. It's just a matter of us sitting down deciding, you know, along with Andre, what would be a good follow-up single behind Madam Butterfly. We are preparing for the visual for Song of the Butterfly. And I am currently working on a trap remix of Song of the Butterfly. So you're talking... 21 Savage, Drake meets, hip opera.
Hip opera. I like that coin. You coined that phrase.
Oh yeah, that's ours.
Yeah, that's you guys. Ain't nobody else touched
that. Hip opera.
And I don't think anybody, because once this gets out, and you guys get this out there, there's gonna be some fakers trying to come along and try to jump on the success.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to be able to hit those notes and hit that rhyme like the two of you do, like a fine wine. So just keep doing what you're doing. And I just want to say also, anybody's listening and you like to hear the podcast of this show will be on Amazon. It'll be on Apple. It'll be on Spotify. It'll be on Freaker, it'll be on Deezer, it will be on iHeart, and you just look up Donnie D's Words of Wisdom, scroll down, they see Soul Sundays, and this show will be the next one on there. And if you listen to it in your car or on your speakers, on your computer, it's live, much better quality than, on the phone, of course. So, if you get a chance, tune in to that right there. So, it's been fun. We got to run. We appreciate you for the music and the fun. So,
no problem.
I'll be looking for you two on my stage in Pasadena. You to us, Andre. Yeah, and Andre, I just want you to know that I'm taping now on Saturdays, and I am going back to just full live music. It won't be any sit-down interviews anymore because they gave me the green light to do like I did before COVID and just do live music. So that's the way we're going to be rolling from now on. And it's a new season over there at Pasadena Media. And like I said, it been fun. We got to run. So
thanks so much.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Here we go now. Oh, strange land. A young man, officer, and a gentleman never gone. I will find love again in these times to die straight. But I guess you can't escape fate. Love doesn't hesitate. Somehow we make the way, one way or another. I promise to be your lover until the end of time. That's why I'm writing these lines. Your beauty is etched in my mind. Our love is one of a kind. Guaranteed to last until the end of time. Even when times are dark and bleak, it all disappears when our love is in the sheets. I want to shout it to the world, yell it out in the streets. What you mean to me? My butterfly and my whole scenery. Love at first sight, yes, it's all meant to be.
And you know what, you guys still there? Are you guys
yeah.
still there? Okay. I forgot
I'm
I had
here.
A caller. It had a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Caller from the 32671, your name and where you're calling from.
This is Camille. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hey, Camille. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing okay. Thank you very much. Good evening, Capri and Dre.
Hey, hello, hello.
Hi. Hello. Capri, I'm going to start with you ladies first.
Okay.
You studied under Placido Domingo?
Well, I worked with him when I sang at L.A. Opera.
Mm-hmm.
He was,
and
yeah,
you also,
he,
Go ahead.
Yes, he was running LA Opera, and so when I did some of the shows there, I got to work with him, and it was very exciting.
Sure. And you also performed a one-woman show at the Zephyr Theater?
Yes, I did Second City for a while, and then I worked on a show, China Beach, and the writers for the show created a one-woman show for me, and we performed it at the Zephyr Theater. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome. Okay, Dre.
Yes.
My question is for you. By the way, I love what you did with the opera and the hip-hop. It's magical, very magical.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Also, you're one of the most elite recording and mixed engineers in music production programming in LA?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been engineering and producing independently in LA for about a little over 20 years now.
Okay. And, yes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and you want people to know how music, to hear music the way it used to be, with the combination
yes.
of the different genres.
Yes, which is one of the reasons why I really wanted to do this project when it was presented to me, because it was an opportunity to reintroduce music. I grew up and went to a school of the arts. I got into that school through art. I was an artist. But it was so many other programs at this school, I never thought I would be in music. Because my whole childhood growing up, I wanted to be an architect. And music was always like kind of there. You know, I was in the band. I was in choir. You know, but it wasn't until I got into college that I was like, oh, this is what I really want to do. And I really wanted to be a sound engineer and, you know, be the go-to studio. And in order for me to get there, I had to put in the work. And that's what I chose to do. And this project here, it reminded me of the school that I went to. Because we had orchestra class. We had band. We had jazz. We had all those different genres of music classes when I was coming up. And those classes are not available now. So a lot of kids, there's some kids who understand, but just across the board, I think people have lost connection with the sound of music.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to hear more from both of you. Congratulations on your single. And I hope I hear many more from you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's very encouraging. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Camille. And it's time for us to move it and groove it and go to another section of the show. So I'll be seeing you guys soon, hopefully.
All right.
Yes.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Yes.
Good night.
Take care. Good night.
I have heard all of our love land and all of it to me.
The family is next.
And let's not wrap up in your arms. Got to take me with you. Please take me with you. How I love to walk now that it's golden feet. Hand in hand with you where all the lovers meet. Happiness is the answer. Got to take me with you, baby. Got to take me with you. Oh yeah. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. How I'd love to go to Loveland.
All right, watch on the Thursday with the band for me. Guess you're on Donnie D Show. Let's go to the shout outs before we go to the family.
Sometimes foolishly, but God,
Sounds of the fantastic Shalash. Let me be the man my daddy was. I don't know about all that. Papa was a rolling stone, but anyway. Researcher.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How about you?
Doing just fine. Did a great job there with your in the interview with your research.
Thank you. That's what I do.
Yeah, I see. She said, thanks for bringing that up.
I always find a little something.
Yeah. What you have for dinner?
Well, I had some Italian-style vegetables with shrimp and mushrooms, garlic bread, and some Corbel blush.
Corbel blush. No water.
And my champagne. Right.
Good for you. All right.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Las Vegas at the Caesars Palace Hotel, it's the man himself, Mr. Silk Black. What up, Silk?
Straight out of Silk City. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing, Donnie D? How you doing, Camille, the researcher?
I tried my best.
She's the researcher, boy. I didn't know you could find anything on them, but you
did.
Well,
you have to look. Yes,
yeah,
you got to look.
See. Dang, detective, did you ever work at 77 Sunset Strip?
No. No.
With Cookie, lend me your comb.
Lend me your comb. No.
Got smog in Malacca ever since I fell for you. I remember that. I thought Cookie was so cool, you know?
Yep.
Well, he was.
Yep.
He was the coolest one. He was a, what do you call him? A hot rodder and all that?
Yeah, he was the young guy.
A greaser.
Right.
Yeah, but you know,
we all come to school acting like Cookie.
Except
for we couldn't get that comb through our hair.
Get our hair. And the thing about it was, man, with Frankie Avalon and Ricky Nelson and Elvis and all of them cats, man, you know. I thought they was. I even thought Pat Boone was cool for a minute, you know, with them shoes. Yeah,
I had a uncle who wore white shoes.
Well, Bob was a bopty bop bam boom.
Yeah, well, you know,
I had an uncle who wore white shoes.
Yeah, well, see, back in the in the 70s, they were pretty cool. Get your white shoes, your pants and checkered or whatever pants and a white belt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was happening.
Uncle Pat.
Man,
exactly.
When I was in high school, Emmanuel, man, the Temptations had everybody wearing white shoes. They was even painting their shoes white. Paint be cracking all over the place. And they wore glasses like David Ruffin and swearing up and down they were a prescription.
Yeah, right, right. Everybody, I was buying them glasses at the liquor store. You know, some David Ruffin tints. I get some yellow ones so that they would look like that, you know. Yeah, yep. Everybody wanted to be cool like that.
Man, everybody wanted to be the Temptations. And that's how I started.
I bet. Hey, got to start somewhere.
As a matter of fact, my first idol, I have to admit, and I must have been two or three years old, was Elvis Presley.
I bet.
And then when I heard James Brown, it was all over.
It was over.
All over.
Well, you know, Elvis took a little bit of Jackie
Everything.
Wilson, but you know what else? There was a singer named Roy Hamilton.
Yep.
And if you listen to Roy Hamilton, he was our first. You listen to him, and you listen to Elvis. You're like, wait a minute.
Yep.
That's where Elvis got his. Roy Hamilton.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But he took a whole lot from a whole lot of people. But you know what? Elvis didn't call himself the king of rock and roll. He was dubbed that by the powers that be. He thought Fats Domino was the king of rock and roll.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, they had to, you know, get somebody to beat out Chuck Berry, you know, and they had all the white girls shaking and screaming for this black man wiggling on stage. You know, and they, down south, they really couldn't dig that, you know.
Didn't like
and
that.
Elvis did have a good voice. He did have a good voice.
Oh, yeah. He was, you know, I mean, come on. But,
yeah.
You know, but I made my mom take me to just about every Elvis Presley movie when I couldn't go to the movies by myself. And when I could, I still went.
Yeah, man, I seen them just about all of them. I've seen them all. But you know what movie that I used to see on TV? Remember King Creole?
Yeah. I'm evil. But don't you mess around with me.
Okay, let's move on. Let me get the chef, the gourmet chef who's traveled around the world and has cooked and served up platters for the highest of high in the world. Elon Musk is looking for him now to come down and serve him. Let's bring up Dahoo. What's up, brother?
Oh, happy Sunday to everybody.
Yes, you too.
Same to you.
Same to you, man.
Yeah, you talk about my daughter, okay? She's the chef and whatnot.
Oh.
You know, she just got back today from a culinary tour and whatnot, backing up this band and whatnot, this Christian rock band and whatnot, that a culinary team follows around to provide food for the band and, you know, all the personnel that they take with them and stuff, you know. And she'll be home for a week, and then she's going back out, if not next Monday, one day, like, you know, next week and whatnot, you know. Not this week coming up, but the following week, you know.
So, okay, so what you have for dinner tonight?
I didn't have anything yet and whatnot. I'm making a salad right now and heating up the other half of the DiGiorno pizza and whatnot that I had from last night. So I'm not doing too much cooking today.
I understand, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I got IPA, Voodoo Ranger IPA.
Ooh. How many cans you got?
I got one. I had two. I had drank the other one last night with the pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes, indeed. I've heard about it. I've never had it, but I've heard about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming up at 7:30, name that tune, officially known as Slap Slap.
Slap Slap.
Let's Slap Slap. Let's see if I can get a little bit more points tonight. It's kind of hard to beat these guys. I just want to tell you.
We don't know what nobody ever heard, right?
Yep, that's no that you have never heard.
You might as well throw in the towel right now.
I'm going to.
Just upon you, I'd never let you go.
And it's amazing, baby,
that we love each other so.
And we'll always be here,
always together.
We'll have our problems, but we'll face them with pride. Our love is protection, and we don't have to hide.
And a thousand nights I kiss away,
the happy tears you cry.
And you'll always be,
always together, just
have left them so very far behind.
Golden, golden memories we'll keep in our minds.
And we'll always be,
always be,
always together.
Just
together, the sounds of the mighty, mighty Dales. Researcher.
Yes, sir.
What award show are they having tonight?
The Oscar.
Okay, and that's in, you know where they're having it at?
At the theater.
Saban?
No, it's not at Saban. It's at the, I think it's at the Dolby.
Oh, because we passed, I had to go pick up Naya. Well, I picked up Nas over on Brian Hurst at Mary Jane's old house. And then I went down on Wilshire to pick up Naya. She was at another NYU event. And we passed the Saban Theater and people hopping on limos and different. Saban, hopping out in different limos and stuff, dressed to the kill. I'm like, what is this?
It's close to it. They're close to each other.
Oh, so maybe. Well, that's okay. I see. Okay. Well, let's move it and groove it, and let's go this way. Slap, slap. the fabulous Denise Williams. Silly. Okay, I just had to be reminded. Silk, what you have for dinner?
I had turkey tacos, man. Self-made silk tacos.
Silk
that feature
tacos.
Olives, that feature olives and pickles. Oh, yeah.
Olives and pickles on tacos.
Man, you don't know. You don't know now.
I'm gonna have to
me.
Try it. I'm gonna have to
not,
try
not,
it.
Not sweet pickles.
Dill pickles. I know.
And sometimes I put relish on them. Not sweet relish. I don't want it sweet, but
dill relish.
Man, you need to try it before you knock it. You can.
Okay.
You can get the sliced olives. Or I put whole olives, black olives.
Black olives.
I'm talking about black olives now, man. That's good. I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm wide open. You know, you gotta can't eat the same stuff all the time.
That's
you know?
Right. And believe me, pickles are good for you, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pickles. And there you go, man.
All right, brother. Slap slap. Okay, getting
slap,
close to
slap.
That time. Getting close
bang,
to
boom.
That time. Let's go this way. that went out to the man in Tabaruz, that was for you. Miss Nancy, you're at this rain. I'm so sick of the rain. And washed my car in over a month. The day I think about washing it, then it rains the next couple of days, you know? So I'm just riding around in a dirty black car right now. What the heck? I was leaving the Wilshire District. It went through a little. Anyway, I'm going back to the 101, and I got this so much traffic, I got caught in the middle, and people were turning, and they were blowing at me, throwing the finger up at me. I couldn't go nowhere, you know? So I had my sunroof open. I stuck my finger out and said, F you too. And then my grandkids was in the car, and like Naya, she just like her mama. She ready to get busy. I'm like, no. You can't, don't let your grandfather get you into no trouble. Because one day, me and Natalie, years ago, was riding down the street, somebody cut us off and threw the finger at me, and now we pulled up next to him, and Natalie just cussing him out worse than me. But anyway, let's get ready for Name That Tune. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this show, this game is only for fun. The rules and regulations can be found on Google and under Donnie D, the rules and regulations.
What? And where's my money?
Where's my money, honey? This is just for fun. So let's have some fun right about now.
Tonight.
I'm catching hell, Natalie Cole.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. My money. Slap, slap.
Ding, ding, ding.
Natalie Cole. I'm catching hell.
Nope.
Well, Natalie Cole. Now, how about that?
Yeah. What's the name of the song? Yeah, that's it. It's entitled.
I'm trying to recall the words.
It's called Our Love.
Our Love. Just like I said. Our love.
Who gets the point?
Give it to them. Give it to them.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Sexy Man.
Who's it by?
Man, that's a hard name, man. They got five or six names. Ricardo and all that other stuff. Come on now.
Yeah, you don't know it?
Is it Janice LaSalle?
No.
Oh, no.
It is Nelly Tiger Travis. Mr.
See what I'm saying?
Sexy Man.
That's a few people's name on it.
No, that's her name, man. What can
never
I say?
You mean it's on one? It's on.
That's her name.
Oh my God.
That's her name.
I thought the rapper Nelly and another rapper named Tila. I didn't follow singer named Travis. I'm still here.
I'm still here.
The notations.
Notations. Okay, let's see what this one is. Yeah, I know, I'm losing. So what's so funny? Okay, Camille, you know what time, what to do. Okay.
Uh-oh, the thing
no,
is.
No.
Oops.
Play some more.
Nope, that was enough.
Cricket,
no,
you got to win one tonight,
dog. That was O'Brien, Love Light.
No, we wouldn't know that because we didn't
hear
him say.
Hey. Here we go.
Delegation. Ohio players. Oh God.
Heaven must be like this.
Heaven must be like this.
Ohio players. Shoot,
I
want to
be free.
I want to be free.
That's my team member. Ohio players. Pain.
It's in my heart.
Mr. Lucky, OJ.
Okay, very good.
Slap! Slap! I saw you walking in the rain. Orange juice.
What? Orange juice. Jones.
Saw you walking in the rain.
Yep.
Jones,
yep.
You losing.
Who it is?
Hey, Mr. Groove.
One way. Well, we're known as Al Hutchin and the Partners.
One way. Let me try something different here because I ain't even on the board.
Not at all.
Jazz up there, bro.
That ain't even on the board.
You have one.
Do I? Okay, I got one. Well, thank you.
201.
Yeah.
Oh, Patti LaBelle.
Hip on you knew.
Patti LaBelle. Gotta play some more, bro. Come on now.
Play some more, bro. Come on now.
On three notes.
You guys are supposed to be so darn good. You should be getting it at three notes.
All right, come on.
Yeah. Call in Ray Parker. Call in Ray Parker. That's enough.
I don't know. I never heard that from another.
Thank you for being honest. What about you? What about you?
Cricket.
Give it to me, Camille. Somewhere over the rainbow, Patti LaBelle.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you know, right? Maybe that too. You got to.
Yeah, to.
It's a thin line between love and hate. Persuaders.
Persuaders. Persuaders, who's this here?
A point of sister. We can make it.
Yes,
we
can. By the point of
can. Can.
Yes,
you
can. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Can't
you? Can.
Point of sister.
What about this one right here? By who?
The president, I said already.
Already. Okay, what's this one?
Prince.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Prince. What's the name of the song?
Controversy.
Controversy. Yeah. Okay, it's pretty good, pretty good. It's all right. It's okay.
Slap.
It's okay.
Slap, pop, pop, pop.
Pop, pop, pop.
Oh, God.
Play some more. Play some more.
I know that one.
Okay, go for it. You take over for your team. Go ahead. Clock's ticking. The clock's ticking.
Okay, don't interfere with my thoughts, brother.
Milky Ways. Hershey bars. Time's up. Time's up. Body Heat, Quincy Jones.
Oh, man.
Body Heat, Quincy Jones. Ain't nobody ever heard of that before.
Yeah. Well, you got three. R. Kelly, Gilbert, Step
what?
Step in the name of love.
There you go. Okay. I'm about to change genres on you right now.
Uh-oh.
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct.
Okay. This guy was a gospel singer. He passed, but he was at Wattstax, and as a young guy, he was. If you watch Wattstax and see this guy, and then you see him, you know, later in his gospel life. Anybody know who I'm talking about? I'm telling you the name
Andre
of the song.
Crouch?
No,
Andre
not
Crouch?
Andre. No, this song's called "There's Something in, Something About the Name Jesus." Ranch Allen. You ever heard of the Ranch Allen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Ranch.
That's one of my
favorite
guys, too.
Yeah, Ranch, baby. You like Ranch? You like Ranch?
Man, Ranch Allen was one of the best singers ever existed.
Ah, yes, he was.
Believe me.
Yes, I know.
He used to, big as he was, he played the guitar, and he'd do like Chuck Berry, mouse around on one leg. Man, he was big as he could be. Yeah, man, Rance was cold-blooded. Rance
yes,
was
he was cold-blooded. Yes, he was cold-blooded. Yes, indeed.
Boy.
Okay, let's go this way.
I don't think I ever heard that one.
Okay. That's good. I found one. Go ahead. go ahead, Silk. Go ahead, Silk. I'm get you, too.
Well, I already said Cricket, didn't I?
Yeah, Cricket's okay. It's by Radio. Honey, I'm Rich.
And I know Radio, but I never heard
that
one. That
was probably a B-side. That was no hit, wasn't it?
That's all right. It was Radio. B-side,
oh,
okay. C-side, D-side. It was good. But you got to remember, all the music that you listen to wasn't always played on the radio. I bought albums.
I know. That's why you're playing it.
Yeah, I bought albums, and, you know,
you did too.
You did too. All of us did. And you listen to the whole album, and sometimes there's better songs on the album than being played on the radio.
Stacks of vinyl.
You know?
Stacks of vinyl.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, who's this then?
I have no idea.
Okay. How about you?
Cricket?
That was Earth, Wind, and Fire. Remember the Children. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Who this right here? I know you know. I ain't going to play that because I know you all know that one. So let me find something that I know that you don't know. Okay, let's see. Oh, this is okay. Wait a minute. Let's go right here.
I know that.
Anybody? Nope. There's Roy Ayers. Don't Stop the Feeling. Roy Ayers. Okay, let's go with this one.
Running Away, Roy Ayers.
Yes, indeed. You got that one. Okay, let's go with this one.
Sound like Casanova. But nope. Not by Ruby Andrews.
Nope. It was Ruby Andrews. Boy, that's a no-no.
Okay.
It was Ruby. It wow. was Ruby.
So Ruby, we get half a baby. Point for getting the right order?
Ruby, baby. I'm going to get y'all on this one. Yes.
I have no idea.
Okay. Have you guys ever heard of Sarah Vaughan?
Yeah, I love sure. Sarah Vaughan, but I never heard that one.
Yeah, it's called Snowbound. Sarah mm-hmm. Vaughan. Who's this right here?
You just got a smile on your face, man.
Yeah, I'm catching. I'm going to get the score after this. Who is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Sergio Mendez featuring Will I Am, Funky Bahia. Check it out.
Bunking at the junction, shorty long.
Short and long.
Are they right for me?
Favorite song.
Funny.
Funny.
Funny
guy, huh?
Yeah, real funny.
Was that you, wasn't it? Was that you? I mean, was that your favorite song back in the day?
One of them.
One of them. Amen. Okay, let's do this one. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. Who is that? In my door? Oh, shit. Just, how you get the keys to my apartment? Oh, no, mommy. Is Slick there? I don't know. Is he?
How did you get a key to his apartment?
Well, I just got back. I was working on Figueroa today. I'm an independent contractor, and work was real hard today. It was hard all the time.
All the time.
It got a little soft for a while, and it got a little soft, but but everything was standing straight up. Okay, get out of here, girl. Let's go to this one. Wait a minute, Don D. Deal with it, bye with it, Earl. Get out of here. Okay.
Do.
Cricket.
Thank you more.
That song Cricket. Was made famous by the Jazz Crusaders.
Keep that same old feeling.
It's all right. It's too late. I already gave it a name. That's my deal. That's my deal.
You didn't take the money.
Number 21 in the charts, it's Sister Sledge and We.
Oh, well, no, we can't do that one. They just
we're a family. That's my point.
Hold on just a minute. Let me see. Area code 951. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Bobby. Moreno Valley.
Oh, is this the Sexiest Voice on Radio?
Heck no, I don't know. It's just me, Bobby, from Moreno Valley.
Hey, stranger, how you been?
I've been okay. How you been?
Okay, we're playing a musical game right now for the last 10 minutes. So listen, if you can join in if you know the song. Here we go.
Here's to you, Scott.
Good to you.
Here's to you.
Here's to you,
Scott.
Okay.
That's,
you are the sexiest voice. Sexiest voice on radio, you know you are.
No.
Okay, who did? Long time. Let's go to another song.
Solomon Burke.
Okay, see, they winning tonight. Camille, what's the score?
Pop, pop, pop.
12-22.
Oh, I got 22 again?
No, you got 12. We won't tell him what last week was.
Did this man have the audacity to ask if he had 22?
What's this?
Have you ever eclipsed 20 since we
I haven't.
Slap!
Okay.
Too many songs. I can't think of all groups. I know it's a group.
Yeah, it is. It's the Soul Generation. $1 Million.
Okay. If I had my God, my God.
Yes. Had you heard that before, Bobby? You heard that before, Bobby?
Say that again.
Hey, did you ever hear that part of that song before?
Absolutely not. I don't listen to a lot of music, sweetie.
Okay, well, let's go this way. Who did?
Sinners, so glad I found you.
Okay.
That's hard. That was hard to hear.
That was hard to hear. Yeah, really. Like, you're losing your volume there, bro.
Okay, bruh. Okay.
Oh, man, I heard that before. That's too many,
yeah, I bet you did.
I did.
Okay, what's the name of it?
I can't remember. Years.
Second Resurrection, Here to You. That's the stair steps.
Five,
not the
stair,
five stair steps. But the stair
steps. Okay.
Yes. Who this?
That's a reggae song, right?
Yes, it is.
Bob Marley?
Nope. Steel Pulse.
Steel Pulse?
That is my house.
Steel Pulse.
Steel Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Steel Pulse.
Rock, boy.
Yeah, let me get this one right here. Who this right here? He was a former guest on this show.
Come on. Oh, my gosh.
Steve Arrington, weak at the knees.
That's Steve Arrington. Okay, we're getting short on time, ladies and gentlemen. What is this?
Clap. Once in my life, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, these guys think they're getting real good here tonight. Who this?
don't know.
The Whispers, I Want to Know Your Name. Same one made by the Intruders. This Go This Way right here. Oh, no, that's called gospel. I know you sinners don't know nothing about that.
Really?
What's the ticket?
Willie Bobo, fried neck bones and some home fries.
Okay, we got about two songs left here. Let's
see. Ain't gonna get slapped on both of them.
Who this? Yes. Anybody?
I don't know.
Anybody?
I don't know.
Okay, listen. Listen closely to this voice. You all know her. Everybody on here know her. May she rest in peace.
That's Whitney.
That's right. That's right. That's Whitney. Ooh. You're right.
I love the Lord.
Yes.
Could you play that again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Just I'm going to do it for you.
That's the Young Hearts. Girls.
Yeah. The Young Hearts.
No, I couldn't really hear it at first.
Okay, how about this one? Well, I got love for my baby, the Young Hearts.
But, you know, man, it wasn't clear, man, because I know that well. I believe it. It just really wasn't clear.
Okay, well, it's been fun.
I don't know what kind of stuff you're pulling.
Okay. Whatever, fellas.
For real, I know that well, man. Come on now.
Yeah. Everybody got excuses. It's been fun. I got to run. Talk to you guys next week and we'll have
some
fun.
No, for sure.
All right.
War.
Could you hear that clear?
Oh, yeah, that was War.
Yeah, you guys heard it clear, right?
I heard that one clear, very clear.
All right, okay. Could have been something wrong with that copy. All right.